Hello, and welcome to a new podcast series from IBM Software that explores the challenges IT managers and business professionals are facing today. I'm Eric Green, and I'll be talking with a range of experts to discover new perspectives, approaches, and examples that can help meet these challenges and introduce you to the capabilities of smarter software from IBM. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the show. So today we're going to be talking about network and service assurance, everything from monitoring to automation to how our networks behave sort of in the modern day is of discussion today. And here to discuss this with us is Scott Sobers, who's Marketing Program Director within IBM Tivoli. Thanks so much for joining us today, Scott.
Thank you.
So if I may start, what is it that's actually driving demand for network and service assurance today?
Well, there are a number of things that are happening across the globe, a lot of large macro-level forces that are really, you know, pushing industries to evolve. I'm sure that most people are familiar with IBM's conversation that they started a few years ago around the smarter planet, where everything is becoming instrumented, interconnected, and more intelligent. And I think everyone sees it in their, you know, their personal lives and also in their business environments that you're seeing new devices enter the market, smartphones, iPads, and so forth. Things within your home are becoming much more intelligent, refrigerators, microwaves, you know, entertainment systems. But also in the business world, you're finding that everything is getting pushed to not only the Internet, but you're also starting to connect new types of devices to services. And, you know, you're starting to see new developments in industries where companies like Telenor in the Nordic region are working with transportation companies to deliver smarter transportation services. Or in the United States, Aircel is helping to put Wi-Fi in airplanes so that as, you know, a passenger, you can get access to your email and to the Internet, you know, from San Francisco to New York. So there are a lot of forces that are driving this. I mean, the top ones, I would say, just, you know, the need to deliver new services, the continued need to reduce operational expenditures, and then lastly is the need to ensure the quality of services.
And within that, I mean, would part of it not be the always connected nature of our society today? I mean, you mentioned smart devices. It's kind of the always on mentality, right? If you can't have immediate satisfaction for whatever you need, then you're going to move on to something else.
I think always on is a critical component of it, but it's not just, you know, always on in your traditional sense to your smartphone or your laptop. But what you're finding now is there's so many new types of devices that are literally getting connected to the Internet and to business services. So I think everyone's familiar with the iPad. If you look at mobile gaming systems, they're connected. The next generation of home appliances, whether it's a refrigerator or a microwave, are becoming connected. And not too distant future, almost everyone's home will have some sort of smart meter attached to it, which will allow you to not only view your energy usage levels, but also control energy usage. So, you know, the ways in which we use to interact with services and devices is completely changing.
And, you know, it kind of sounds a lot like asset management, but, I mean, that obviously differs from it. Can you sort of give our audience sort of where the differentiator is?
Yeah, sure. It's fairly simple. Asset management looks at, you know, where would an asset reside in your inventory, whether it's, like, say, your physical inventory is in the back of a truck, where is it in a building or a particular location, and helps you to track the life cycle of that asset. What network and service assurance does is a bit different. It relies heavily on asset management and inventory systems, but what network and service assurance is akin to would be the dashboard in your car. So it gives you indicators about the availability of your car, the performance of your car, and if something is broken, it will raise a dashboard light. So, for example, performance management looks at the amount of capacity in your network, which is similar to the tachometer in your car, which tells you how many RPMs you have left before you redline the engine. It tells you how fast the car is going. And if you were to have a light bulb out or, you know, low in oil, those indicators come up. And you can imagine as these networks and these services become even more interconnected, they also become much more complex. So it becomes even more complicated to be able to pinpoint a particular issue in a network or a service because you're trying to figure out maybe amongst hundreds, thousands, or even tens of thousands of, servers, switches, routers, applications, where is that particular problem?
Very interesting stuff. So what exactly is changing in network and service assurance? I mean, innovation is obviously a key successful, a key component of this, but what is it that you see is changing over time?
I think the major shifts that you're seeing now is that most organizations are migrating from merely managing the network, particular application or server, to managing the service quality, and the customer experience. And what you'll find in many organizations is that the IT and the network operations, and even to a certain extent a lot of business teams, tend to be slightly disconnected. What we see happening is that network and service assurance is helping to provide a single consistent view of a service, of the customer experience, of the service quality across these different teams, and helping to knock down the physical silos, but also the political silos that exist within an organization. So in a telecommunication company, for example, most of your applications traditionally reside on the IT side of the house. And network operations has its own operating systems and management processes. Network and service assurance can help to not only manage the network side of the business, but also the applications that are running over the network, and then take that view and roll up a level so that a business level user can have a view into which services are up, which ones would be having issues, and if there is an issue, which of their customers are being impacted and how they're being impacted.
And how would you implement capabilities like, say, visibility, control, and automation, which I know come up over and over again when we talk about network and service assurance?
So visibility, control, and automation are critical to our customers and our partners. Those are three of the key tenets that they're trying to achieve with integrated service management, and particularly with network and service assurance. With visibility, as I mentioned earlier, customers are trying to get visibility in not only their underlying services, but their infrastructure, and into the quality of the services. For example, if a banking service were to go down, who's impacted, for how long, where's the root cause of the issue, and so forth. With control, what we find, for example, is that in many networks, a lot of the issues that are caused are actually still human errors. I think it's up to about two-thirds of network issues are caused by misconfigurations. And with control, for example, you can look at who has access to a particular device or to a server, who made a change or modification to it last, and if that change or modification were to disrupt a network or service, you'd be able to quickly or automatically turn it back. And then obviously with automation, a critical part of network and service assurance is the ability to go ahead and apply automation rules and methodologies, to business practices, to processes like ITIL, or to telecom processes like ETOM, to be able to help to streamline operations.
So up until this point, most enterprises only really monitored networks, apps, or even a service. Earlier, you and I were talking about the customer experience and how that's really been left out. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this is really the next frontier for enterprises and for communication service providers. The objective for them is to get beyond managing in silos, so managing an application as a silo, a server as a silo, or a network as a silo, but to be able to not only monitor the actual service itself, but to be able to monitor and measure the quality to a individual user, such as yourself or myself. We could look at the quality of the conversation on this call. We could look at the quality of video down to a handset. You could look at the quality of video that are being delivered to a subscriber in a home, or it could be the quality of the service delivered to the enterprise. So this technology exists now, and it's still in the early adoption phase, but this is really the next generation of management whereby enterprises and telecommunication companies will be able to add a whole new layer of visibility into not only their services, but into their actual customer bases.
And talking about visualization, listeners definitely benefit from things like, earlier you were talking about the example of a dashboard in a car. Are there other type of examples that you might be able to use to sort of really show what network and service level management means for our listeners?
I think the dashboard is probably the easiest example for everyone to understand. I wish I could put a picture in front of everyone on the call right now of what the dashboard would look like, but usually it's dials like what you have in your dashboard. It's, you know, red, yellow, and green lights. It's trending charts. It really depends upon the view. The views can be customized by the type of user and the organization. We find that some organizations want to have a lot of dashboards and a lot of metrics and charts on their dashboard. Others look at it like, you know, a new airliner. They only want to know when there's a particular issue, right? They only want to have a red light pop up when something's going wrong. They don't want to, you know when everything's working correctly.
Excellent. So from that perspective, maybe you can sort of quickly paint the picture of how IBM is approaching this.
Sure. IBM continues to innovate in this space. We continue to deliver new products, new services, new features and functions to not only help to measure the availability, the performance, and the quality across the network, but with integrated service management, like we talked about earlier, you know, we're helping to provide the visibility, control, and automation across your services, whether it's looking at, you know, your individual storage requirements, you know, the security requirements for a particular service. You know, with enterprise asset management, we're able to look at, you know, where a particular component may reside, help to manage the life cycle. And with analytics, we bring a whole new level of visibility into integrated service management by able to help to look at the trending and determine, you know, when and where a service affecting issue may occur before it actually does occur.
Well, Scott, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today. It's actually all the time we have for today's podcast, but thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Please do visit ibm.com/software to connect with our experts, continue the conversation, and to learn more about smarter software from IBM. Let's build a smarter planet.